This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 12th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel today, clear skies are welcoming those enjoying the outdoors. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are both experiencing mild temperatures, while Haifa remains pleasantly warm. As the evening sets in, expect a calm and comfortable night. Here are today's headlines. First, unceasing alarms in the north. IDF drone exploded in Israeli territory, according to an IDF spokesperson earlier this hour. Also, Saudi Arabia launched secret attacks on Iran during the Middle East war, reports the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. Also this hour, the UAE launched retaliatory strikes on Iran before and after a ceasefire, once with Israel. I-24 News reports from earlier today. Separately, DOJ Antisemitism Task Force Chair urges NYC action after a protest in Brooklyn. JNS reported this 2 hours ago. And finally, Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, as reported by Axios earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 highlighted Trump's praise for Dr. Marty Makary at the FDA and mentioned Kyle Diamantas will step in as acting head just minutes ago. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted earlier today about Reuters' report on the Saudi Air Force's attack on Iran. Yael Bartour, a commentator, expressed interest in contacting a host's plastic surgeon, writing just minutes ago. Let's go deeper into those stories, starting with the situation in the north. The IDF reports that explosive drones launched from southern Lebanon were intercepted by the Air Force. The incident marks a heightened tension between Israel and Lebanon, underscoring the fragile security situation in the region. Turning to Saudi Arabia's secret attacks on Iran, the Jerusalem Post reveals that these covert operations mark the first direct military action by the kingdom on Iranian soil. This development highlights the complex web of alliances and animosities in the ongoing Middle East conflict. Meanwhile, the UAE's retaliatory strikes on Iran occurred both before and after a ceasefire, with one attack coordinated with Israel. I-24 News indicates that these actions reflect the UAE's strategic interests and alliances in the region's shifting dynamics. Separately, Leo Terrell from the DOJ's Antisemitism Task Force is calling for New York City leaders to take action after a protest in Brooklyn. According to JNS, the demonstration outside Young Israel of Midwood led to arrests and renewed community concerns, prompting calls for stricter enforcement. Finally, Trump's announcement of a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon has political sensitivities for Prime Minister Netanyahu. Axios reports this proposal could assist Trump in advancing peace negotiations with Iran, potentially altering regional power balances. Turning to business and markets, first, from near collapse to cultural empire, how Lego built its comeback brick by brick. Ynet Business highlights the Danish company's journey from financial struggles to becoming a global powerhouse, emphasizing innovation and strategic pivots. Separately, the America-Israel Democracy Coalition is launching the Fly and Vote initiative. Reported by CTech, this new platform aims to facilitate voting participation for Israelis abroad, addressing the democratic engagement of the diaspora. And finally, real estate developer Rizedoor plans to go public on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. Globes reports that Rizedoor aims to raise around 400 million NIS, showcasing the robust potential in Israel's real estate market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.